Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, welcome back. Sports Daily continues. Midweek edition. Shane Dennis, Bruce Fertel with you here on Sports Radio KFH. All right. Unfortunately, sometimes during the middle of the summer, when NFL players make headlines, it's for all the wrong reasons. LeSean McCoy is in the right smack in the middle of some ugly, ugly allegations that really broke just about 24 hours ago. And now we've had some time to kind of let it marinate, let it breathe a little bit. We'll go to Buffalo with Sal Capaccio from Bills Radio Network. He's our beat and sideline reporter. Unfortunately, Sal, sometimes we have to talk about ugly situations like this. Welcome back to the show, first of all. Appreciate you spending some time. What can you tell us about the LeSean McCoy allegations?
Yeah, this is the time of year where coaches and GMs basically dread getting a phone call anytime late at night or whatever. They know it can't be good news, right? Well, here we go. Look, we don't. A lot of the details are obviously still murky. We do know that something happened to this woman. This is a woman. The woman that was in the picture in the original Instagram post was LeSean McCoy's girlfriend. They're estranged now. They're no longer together. The person who posted the Instagram post was her friend. On the Instagram post, she said that she alluded that LeSean McCoy had something to do with this, beating her up. She also alluded to animal abuse, child abuse, PEDs, things like that. Lots and lots of really horrible things. Since then, we've learned that him and the woman that was apparently beaten broke up about 6 months ago. There is a court case ongoing where he's trying to evict her from his house that they own together, or at least he owns, I should say, that she's been staying in. And apparently, according to her attorneys, there was a lot of items that LeSean had been wanting back, and police are saying that in this attack that somebody attacked her and was requesting back specific items from the home. They didn't say specifically what items, but so there's a lot of dots being connected here. But LeSean has denied all allegations, says he has not had any contact with any of the parties involved for quite some time, and from everything we know, he was not even in the area.
What kind of cachet does he have from a standpoint of his individual actions and the history in Buffalo? I mean, is this the type of thing that when you hear this, you roll your eyes and say, here we go again? Or did this kind of come out of left field and surprise some people?
You know, I'll have to say a little bit of both, because LeSean's had some issues, he's had some things that you've kind of said, well, come on, what are you doing, Shady? You know what I mean? And you remember back a couple of years ago when he first got to Buffalo, he tried to hold this big party in Philadelphia as women only, and there was a big deal made about it, and then he actually even had fun with it and said, yeah, you know, and then he had canceled the party because people, you know, kind of made a big deal about it. And yet it was like, okay, there was nothing really... incendiary about it, but it just wasn't a very good look. There was a party bus that he had been a part of that apparently a woman accused him of kicking her off the bus and throwing some sort of liquid at him. He said he did kick the woman off the bus, or she was at least kicked off the bus, either by him or security, for some sort of behavior. He denied any kind of, you know, throwing of any type of liquid at her or anything like that. Look, LeSean is a guy that is a little bit different, I'd say, than most of the guys in the locker room. He's not afraid to speak up and call you out if you're in the media or anything. If you don't, you know, have your facts straight, he's very aware of his place in history. He's very aware of his place in the NFL. He's a historian. He knows exactly what his numbers are, where he is, where he ranks, what he wants to accomplish. He wants to be a Hall of Famer. He has said that on the record, even recently, that his goal is to get to the Hall of Fame. He's never done anything, though, that would lead you to believe that any of this would be possible. And in fact, I'll tell you guys this. I spoke to one of his former teammates yesterday who played with LeSean and said nobody ever thought Shady had, you know, violence in him. So they're very surprised that any of these allegations are even coming out.
Sal Capaccio joining us, Bills Radio Network, talking to LeSean McCoy incident. What Sal was referring to with the party bus happened back in 2013. So that is a 5-year in the rear view incident.
You also had, by the way, if I will, sure. You also had the one incident that he did get in trouble for. He was never suspended by the league. Remember, if you remember, there was a brawl at a nightclub
the night of
the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. There was a bunch of cops involved. There was video, and LeSean McCoy was kind of in the video there, and there was a lot of talk about what exactly happened, who was the instigator, things like that. He did speak with the commissioner about that. There was an investigation. He was ultimately not punished by the league because he had a clean record. He had never been in trouble, which is why I say, like, there had been these little things along the way, but nothing really to ever rise to the level of something like this.
Okay, so as far as the on-the-field stuff, we can kind of dovetail this into training camp and whatnot. Assuming that LeSean McCoy is on the field coming up this year, he's always been a workhorse. Even when Tyrod Taylor was there, who had a couple of decent years in Buffalo throwing the ball, is it possible that LeSean McCoy will get even bigger workload, especially if you got a rookie quarterback starting in week one? And what are the chances of that?
Well, let's assume that LeSean plays and starts full season, and all of this is something that does not impact his eligibility and availability. Look, I don't know how much more of a workload he can have, guys. I mean, they've given him the ball a lot. He's really touched the ball a lot. He's 30 years old this year, so they don't really want to do that. And I think that really, when you look at how they've constructed their roster, last year they had Mike Tolbert to come in for special situations, but really he wasn't a guy that you could rely on if LeSean missed any time to carry the ball 15 times a game. Well, they've gone out this year and they've injuries the last couple of years, but he has at least carried the ball on a regular basis in the NFL. And I think that the plan this year is, look, we can have a guy with some power behind LeSean to complement him, but if something happens to LeSean, at least we have an NFL running back who's capable of carrying the ball for two or three games as a regular running back. They've also gone out and re-signed Travaris Cadet as a third down back, a scat back, who really looked good until he got hurt last year on the team. Marcus Murphy is a young man that you should keep an eye on. You guys know him very well in Missouri, SEC. He played for LeSean last year when he went down at that Miami game, and I really like him. I think Marcus Murphy has a chance to make this roster and maybe be someone that they can throw in there in the mix a little bit.
Pleased to have Sal Capaccio, Buffalo Bills reporter, WGR 550 in Buffalo. Sal, I'm curious about your quarterback situation, because we're also very familiar in this part of the woods with Josh Allen. A great story out of the University of Wyoming, a guy that that really kind of came onto the scene. You don't find diamonds in the rough very often anymore, but this was a guy that kind of came very unheralded out of junior college and then made his way to the top of the draft board with the Wyoming Cowboys. Have you found your quarterback not only of the future, but of the present as well?
Well, let me first circle back to the question I didn't answer about LeSean McCoy. If Josh Allen plays a lot, then LeSean McCoy definitely becomes a much bigger piece of this offense.
Right.
Because yes, you're right about that. He is a guy that's rough and raw. You don't know what you have in him yet. It's going to be interesting to see exactly what he can do in training camp and if he can compete for the starting game, because he's going to start as the number three. We know that. Behind Nathan Peterman and A.J. McCarron, or vice versa, however that shakes out. There is a competition. But after the first week or two, I'd say all bets are off. If Josh Allen earns more reps with the starters, he's going to start getting those. And he did start to get those as we went on in OTAs and minicamp, because they wanted to see how he mixed in. And, guys, I'll tell you this. His arm talent is legitimate. I mean, when you hear about, the type of talent his arm has and, legendary status, I will tell you, I've not seen very many people throw a ball the way Josh Allen can. And I know down there, Patrick Mahomes is another guy that has a rifle for an arm, and I think you got two young ones here who can really sling it. The question has always been about his accuracy. He came out of Wyoming. He did not have a good completion percentage, but he also had a horrible team around him. Not having a guy drafted, I don't think anybody from his team got into a camp as an undrafted free agent. I have to look, but, we'll see if there's even anybody on a roster in the NFL that played with him this year. So he was working with nothing. I like the fact that Josh Allen has a lot of raw talent, and in this day and age, it's not about being safe. That's why they get rid of Tyrod Taylor. It's about being aggressive and throwing the ball and giving your receivers a chance to make a play, and that's who he is. But he's going to have to learn to dial it down. You can't throw a fastball every play, which is what I saw a little bit from him in OTAs and minicamp. And if he can learn a little bit more on the touch passes and those kinds of things, he'll have a chance here.
Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, he's got a bunch of shiny new toys to play with, one of them being Sammy Watkins, who you know a lot about. Those of us around here and Chiefs fans probably just, knowing about Sammy Watkins just here and there or what they've heard. Number one, what can Kansas City expect from a playmaker like him? And number two, how would you use him or feature him if you were Andy Reid?
Sammy Watkins, to me, is one of the most talented wide receivers in the NFL. He has super, super talent. The issue has simply been his availability, really, when he was in Buffalo. He started off, had a couple injuries early on, and then it escalated. They rushed him back on the field. He had more injuries. He never fully recovered. He had the foot surgery. It didn't heal properly. Had to have it again. Then he had a quarterback in Tyrod Taylor who, quite frankly, just wasn't a good anticipatory thrower. Didn't really use his wide receivers the right way, and that was always an issue. There were games where Sammy Watkins came out with one or two targets, and you just can't do that with a guy that talented. You have to allow him to make plays, and I think that's really what Andy Reid needs to do. Look, Andy Reid saw him up close and personal when the Bills were down there a couple of years ago, and Sammy went off for about 150 yards in the first half. And then, you know, Reid made a couple adjustments. The Bills stopped going to him. They shut him down in the second half. But I think that's a big reason why, you know, they brought him in. They saw what he could do to that secondary on that day in Kansas City. And look, he's only 25 years old. It seems like he's a lot older. He's been in the league a little bit. He came in as a young guy. He's already on his third team. But Sammy Watkins, if he stays healthy with Patrick Mahomes, I think you're looking at an incredible, incredible duo there in Kansas City. I would use him as a number one receiver on the outside to be able to, you know, he can pretty much run the entire route tree. And I would make sure that Patrick Mahomes knows that even when he's double covered, you give him a chance because he might not be, he's not small, but he's not also the tallest wide receiver in the world, but he certainly has a great ability to go up and high point the ball and come down with it between a couple of guys.
Kelce, Hill, Hunt, Watkins, no shortage of weapons for Patrick Mahomes. Sal, we appreciate you taking some time and not only joining us this morning, but talking about such a touchy subject. I know LeSean McCoy is a big part of the Buffalo Bills, and this is potentially damning stuff, but it's just allegations right now, and we certainly appreciate your candor. Thanks, Sal.
No doubt, guys. I hope LeSean had nothing to do with this, but I'll say this. Whatever happened to that woman, something bad happened to her, and I hope that they find the person who did, and that person needs to pay the consequences.
Hear, hear.
Thanks, Sal. Appreciate it.
Okay, Sal Capaccio from the Bills Radio Network, beat and sideline reporter. Speaking of the bad news, we talked about this at the very top. Out of Pomona, California, prosecutors say NFL cornerback Brandon Browner has been charged with trying to kill his ex-girlfriend after breaking into her Southern California home. A lot of innuendo with the LeSean McCoy stuff. Not so much here. Browner won Super Bowls with the Seahawks and the Patriots, was arrested Sunday. The L.A. District Attorney's Office said Tuesday was charged with attempted murder, first-degree residential robbery, and other counts. Broke into an apartment, chased and dragged a woman, and dragged to smother her in a carpet, according to prosecutors. They also say he stole a Rolex watch valued at $20,000.
Wow.
Wow is right. Now, look, I get that football is a violent sport, and it takes a different, certainly in the NFL, it takes a different type or kind of person to thrive in that league, regardless of what position you play. But it's just too bad that we have to go through, put up with stories like that of guys that don't know how to treat members of the opposite sex.
Well,
because somebody, as Sal alluded to, somebody did that to LeSean McCoy's ex-girlfriend, whether he had anything to do with it or not. Somebody roughed her up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No question.
So that,
and
you just
get
tired of hearing
the NFL.
Stories.
No, you're right. And again, and the NFL, unfortunately, is in a position to have to and should answer to these things because it continues to be an issue. And to me, it's unfortunate because I'm around a lot of these guys, at least, you know, a good portion of the time, and the vast majority of these guys really run their lives in pretty solid fashion. They do their work, They tend to be good citizens. They tend to be good teammates. They tend to be great in the community, all around the NFL. So many of these guys are very careful and love being a part of the community and giving back. But unfortunately, this is part of the deal too.
Mm-hmm.
And to some degree, Shane, I don't want to get into the bad apple spoiling the whole group, but you know, this is to some degree kind of the calling card of the NFL. And I think it's something that they've really got to continue to work on from an image standpoint.
Yeah, and their domestic violence policy, yes, needs to be hard and fast and have a lot of teeth and not any wiggle room, which, mm-hmm, what we saw some with the Jameis Winston and the Uber driver, right, incident. There was a little nuance there, and I don't think there needs to be. And, oh, by the way, I want to clear this up. It's not just exclusive to football. It's not just football players that are the Neanderthals beating up women. I want to be clear there. Hey, I want to remind you, KFH listeners, it's tough to do the things that you need to do if you're not getting quality sleep. And I know, because I was settling for the sleep my old pillow was giving me. But no more. Refreshed next morning is how I feel, and the sleep that I deserve and need, I'm getting now thanks to MyPillow. Restorative sleep thanks to MyPillow, night after night after night. I've been using it for a couple of months now, and for those of you who have been putting it off, this summer special is MyPillow's best ever. Buy one MyPillow and get one absolutely free. That's right. Buy one, get one free, but you got to go to MyPillow.com and use my promo code KFH. You want to feel like a new person the next morning? Take advantage of this great offer. Get one for you. Get one for your kid, your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, garbage man, whoever. It's 100% washable, and machine washable and dryable. It comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. I've been telling you about this for weeks now. Take advantage of this. MyPillow.com. Click on Buy One, Get One Free Special. Use a promo code KFH. And you can also get up to 50% off all items on the MyPillow website. Promo code KFH, MyPillow.com. Patrick Mahomes' Twitter question coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.